4 years ago, state officials altered a pool of money that uses ratepayer dollars to pay for low-income energy assistance and weatherization. The Public Benefits Fund also pays for energy conservation, efficiency, and renewable energy programs. The Department of Administration and PSC now channel the money towards nonprofit groups, including the Focus on Energy program. But the Republican-backed Jobs Creation Bill would allow utilities to keep control over part of the money. Janice Mathis is with Madison-based Alliant Energy. She says in some cases, power companies can do a better job of providing energy help.
They know their customers. And in this case, primarily what we're talking about are the large energy use customers, the commercial, industrial, business customers, state and local government, farms. Those are the ones that have unique situations.
Mathis admits that keeping control over the Public Benefits Fund would create some jobs at utilities. But she says big customers that save money on their utility bills would add jobs too. She notes state officials siphoned off some of the fund this year to help patch the budget hole. But state AFL-CIO Director David Newby told a legislative hearing last week that it's better to keep all the public benefits money where it is now.
A comprehensive, fairly administered, centralized public benefits fund can translate into good jobs for workers who install the energy-efficient heating and air conditioning equipment, lighting, roofing, and insulation. Funds and expenditures can be more easily monitored and the integrity of the program assured if the current structure is maintained.
The public benefits battle is one of many controversies surrounding the jobs creation bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.